What it is, what to do, welcome to Fresh Take, Joshua Adam, William Arbuthnot. It is the ISO part of Put It On The Board, and I had a podcast that I was going to work on in a few weeks here. We were getting ready for the NBA preview to come. I've had a lot of ideas in my head of how we're going to get that to work. And I was going to talk about some of the great young talent that I was able to see at the edge this week and preview the Canada West and ACAC seasons as we're getting ready for those. NBA, I believe, Media Day is coming up next week here. Zach Lowe gets fired from ESPN. Woj leaves ESPN. And it was a quiet NBA offseason for the most part. I thought the Woj news was one of the biggest things that happened. And then same with the Zach Lowe news. And now a ground-shattering blockbuster is in the momentum of happening right here. The New York Knicks are about to acquire Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. The former number one pick, multi-time all-star, Karl Anthony Towns, who, yes, is up and down at times, but the one piece missing from this Knicks team was that true big. They lost Isaiah Hartenstein to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and now they've added Cat, which was the one piece they needed. We're going to get a lot of Cat and Embiid going against each other. The Nova Knicks break up because Dante, now he leaves and he goes to the T-Wolves. They add Julius Randle there. There's a lot to break down in this whole trade, and I don't even think we have all the details yet. I just knew that I had to come on here and I had to go live. So Bobby Marks with a current tweet right now. The New York Knicks and Minnesota Timberwolves are working through the framework of a trade, including Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo for Karl Anthony. According to league sources, teams still working through details, but talks have intensified over the last 24 hours. So nothing is complete, but it sounds like the trade is... Shams claims that it's done. So Bobby Marks seems to have taken the Woj spot at ESPN, and this is where ESPN is going to miss Woj, because that's the other scheme here. A groundbreaking trade has happened, and there's no one at ESPN to really break down the trade all of a sudden. So that's an entirely different story, the breakdown of this entire thing. Shams is kind of on an island all by himself right now, getting to break this. And so he is claiming that the trade is done, that the Knicks have acquired Karl Anthony Towns from Minnesota for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a first-round pick via Detroit. So DiVincenzo, a first-round pick that is a Pistons pick, and Randle are going to the T-Wolves, and Cat is going to the Knicks. So a lot going on there. Like I said, the Knicks now, they get their big. They lost Isaiah Hartenstein in the offseason. And there was a lot of talks, too, of how did the Knicks work with Julius Randle in this offense. They don't have to worry about it anymore because now he's gone. So let's first kind of breeze by and look at the Knicks depth chart. And this is going to be the best Knicks team I've ever seen. To me, this rockets the Knicks to first for me. So their starting lineup, I'm assuming you'll still put Mitchell Robinson at the 5 at the center. Probably put Cat at the 4. You got OG at the 3. Bridges at the 2. And then Brunson at the 1 running the point currently. And then that would mean that off the bench, your main bench pieces now are Josh Hart, Miles McBride, Cam Payne, who they brought in, Marcus Morris, Landry Shamet. And good thing they brought in Landry Shamet now, because he'll be filling in some of the role that they had for that kind of bunch scoring that Dante DiVincenzo can do. Landry Shamet is not a Dante DiVincenzo level player, but you understand what I'm saying. I think for Knicks fans, the one thing I'm seeing is they are pretty upset because of what Dante meant to that organization, what he meant to the city, and what he meant during that playoff run. Knicks fans fell in love with DiVincenzo. So that pill is a tough pill to swallow for them. As far as a basketball, for me, they needed a post. And Cat doesn't need to be anything more than to be that big that they need to go. And he gets out of the West. He doesn't have to deal with AD anymore. He doesn't have to deal with the Wembanyamas of the world. So that, and the Jokic's obviously, so that's huge for Cat. He is out of that conversation right now of dealing with those level of bigs that are in the West. I think now obviously he has to deal with Embiid and Porzingis, and some of there's still bigs to deal with. Obviously the Celtics are going to still maintain first spot in the Eastern Conference. I don't think that changes, but where I think there was a lot of conversations where it would either be Philly at two or the Knicks at two in the East, I think now for me, this solidifies that the Knicks are definitely the second best team in the Eastern Conference. This is the best Knicks team probably since 99. This is the best and the most complete the Knicks have ever been. New York basketball is going to be at a different level now this year. Like, this is a good Knicks team, and Jalen Brunson is their super duper star, and they got him. But over the years, especially when they changed over management, this is what the Knicks were waiting for. They were waiting to add that big multi-time all-star, and it's Karl Anthony Towns. For a bit, we thought it would be Donovan Mitchell, right? There's other stars in the past that we thought it would be. It's Karl Anthony Towns, and he fits in perfect because they need a big. And I know there's some times where Cat is a little bit lackluster in some of his performances, but I just can't help but like the fit that he has in New York and the way that he can stretch the floor. Defensively, he's got some stuff to pick out for. It'll be interesting to match up specifically against Embiid for that Philly and that Knicks series. But I really, really love this trade for the Knicks side of things. Now, for the T-Wolves side of things, it's a great trade for the T-Wolves, right? You put Randall now. He puts to the goes to the four, so it's a nice little four right there. He has more versatility of what you need with a guy like Anthony Edwards, so it makes a lot more sense there. And the Twin Tower situation there with Gobert and Cat really wasn't working. So you get Towns out of the way. You still have Naz Reid there, so you still have a good big situation there. You put Jules to the four, which will work fine there. And then DiVincenzo coming off the bench. And that, I think the DiVincenzo part is so huge for Minnesota here because they needed some extra bench scoring. They had Neil Alexander Walker, Rob Dillingham, but he's a rookie. And I know there's a lot of high hopes for him, but again, he's a rookie. And then Joe Ingles, and they added Terrence Shannon, another rookie there. So they needed that little extra oomph off the bench, and now you're going to get that with Dante DiVincenzo. So that's huge for this T-Wolves team. And now, you know, there was still like, is this Cat's team? Is this Carl's team? I know, you know, I think firmly it was Ant's team by the time the playoffs came. But now we can 100% say that this is now Anthony Edwards' team. And that they're going to move forward now with this. It'll be interesting still how Jules works in this. I mean, we haven't seen him, I believe, since January. Getting to see him in there. But obviously a lot was given up in this trade to make this work for the Knicks, and feeling that they needed the big, right? That's the one thing that the Knicks needed. Let's see if we get any more update and any tweets here before I get out of here. It's just a short podcast that we're going to do in this one. Just Shams kind of confirming once again what the situation is. So as it goes, we'll kind of see what the situation is. The one thing I'm seeing from most Knicks fans is that, and it's the funny thing, is you can tell, like, I was so much shorter on the Minnesota side of things, because I'm not sure how this is as much plays in the Minnesota side of things. Getting Dante, as I said, plays huge for a roll off the bench, and you get to put Jules into there and kind of get rid of the Twin Towers side of things. But with Bridges coming, I don't know how much Randall was going to make sense. And DiVincenzo, I think because of his excellent playoff play, became an asset this team was able to move, and able to move for a multi-time all-star in Cat. And, you know, the one thing that's really cool is McBride, who has been an absolute stud at times, he's going to get a chance to really step up. He'll be a nice guy for maybe Sixth Man of the Year. If you're looking for, like, an underdog for Sixth Man of the Year, McBride will be able to jump up into that situation. But Cat can take some of the shooting there. This is a really big trade that we hadn't got a chance to see. And then also, like as I was saying, on top of everything with ESPN, like Woj not breaking the trade is really interesting. And as we're doing this, I don't know if I'm breaking news on here. This is the best thing about NBA Twitter at times is the anarchy when a trade like this happens. Sean Fantasy tweeted, Sean Fantasy, one of the co-presidents of The Ringer, tweeted, "The person I want to read now is Zach Lowe." And Van Lathan, also The Ringer, said like this. So that's got me thinking, is that a confirmation that Zach Lowe's going to The Ringer? So that's interesting. So, but man, listen to this lineup, that starting lineup: Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Bridges, OG, and Towns is one potential lineup. I also talked about the Mitchell Robinson one that they could go with, but Mitchell Robinson, Simmons, and Zach Lowe were talking about it recently, of just how healthy can Mitchell Robinson stay, and now you add a guy like Cat. It's yeah. So just once again, the trade breakdown is that the New York Knicks will receive Karl Anthony Towns. Minnesota gets Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a first-round pick that is the Pistons. So that Pistons pick could be huge. And I believe when they got the Dillingham trade, that they traded away maybe one of their last picks, I believe, because of all the trade picks they had from Gobert. So the T-Wolves add another first-round pick to this, which is so huge for them, because they added Rob Dillingham, which was a nice pick for them, but they traded one of their last picks to the Spurs, and they traded all those picks away for Gobert. So now Minnesota has a chance now to bring them another pick that could be high, because we know how the Pistons... I don't know what the protections are on this pick or anything like that. That hasn't been broken just yet. As I'm saying, we're just kind of going on as this trade is going... Okay, here we go. See, as part of the trade, Minnesota is receiving a top 13 protected pick from the Pistons. So there's the update on that. So that'll do it right here from Fresh Take for the Ice. I'm Joshua Arbuthnot. We'll be back with more NBA stuff as it comes. But a wild breaking news trade right here, and happy to break it to you here on FTN. Just before we do round up here, because I don't want to be left on this, it does seem like there'll be a third team in this, just because some of the contracts, the way, don't completely work. So we're going to kind of wait and see what the other trade of this is. But it does sound like the principal sides here that we've been talking about are done, and the Towns will be a Knick.